Today's class will be given by Her Grace Savitri Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji, for joining. I hand over the call to you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Priti Bilasini. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We're going to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धुदीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेषु गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुतिदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासदिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 19. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructs Srila Rupa Goswami, starting from the verse number 108. Dekhi ballabha bhatto mone chamotkaro hoilo, dui putro ani prabhuro charane parilo. Ballabha Bhattacharya was struck with wonder to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Raghupati Upadhyaya dance. He even brought forward his two sons and made them fall down at the Lord's lotus feet. The two sons of Ballabha Bhattacharya were Gopinatha and Vitthaleshwara. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Prayaga in the year 1434 or 1435 Shakabda era AD 1512 or 1513, Vitthaleshwara was not yet born. In this regard, one should see Madhya Lila 18.47. So we finished the wonderful section. Conversation between Raghupati Upadhyaya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after that, in the last verse, we heard Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Raghupati Upadhyaya in ecstatic love. Raghupati Upadhyaya also was overwhelmed by love and he began to dance. So, Ballabhacharya was witnessing their wonderful ecstatic emotion, their love for Krishna. So he was very much surprised or wonder, struck with wonder. Means in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are also understanding what is the meaning of love of Godhead. And this chanting, dancing in Sankirtan is the ultimate process to awaken our love of Godhead. And this is ultimate process of everything. We express our love of Godhead, we get love of Godhead, everything. In this regard, we can remember one beautiful purport given by Srila Prabhupada. I love to read that purport again and again about that chanting, dancing. What is that actually? This is spiritual activity. It is not at all material activity, and chanting or dancing. In the purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, and text number 63, Srila Prabhupada is writing, the mind's activities are thinking, feeling, and willing. The willing portion of the mind is manifest by the activities of the body. The conclusion is that by the activities of the body and senses, we can understand the condition of the mind. The condition of the mind is affected by past activities in the past body. When the mind is joined with a particular sense, it immediately becomes manifest in a certain way. For instance, when there is anger in the mind, the tongue vibrates so many maledictions, addictions. So let me read again because it's dark. Okay. When there is anger in the mind, the tongue vibrates so many maledictions. Similarly, when the mind's anger is expressed through the hand, there is fighting. When it is expressed through the leg, there is kicking. There are so many ways in which the subtle activities of the mind are expressed through the various senses. The mind of a person in Krishna consciousness also acts in a similar way. The tongue chants Hare Krishna, the Maha Mantra. The hands are raised in ecstasy and the legs dance in Krishna consciousness. These symptoms are technically called Ashta Sattvika Vikara. Sattvika Vikara is transformation of the mental condition in goodness or sometimes transcendental ecstasy. So, chanting, dancing in Sankirtan, it is totally spiritual. It is the expression of our mind. If Krishna is within our minds, then we express by vibrating Krishna's name with the tongue and hands we raise upwards in ecstasy, and with the legs we dance. So this is known as Ashta Sattvika Vikara, love of Godhead. And Balavacharya was witnessing, and he was very happy, and he was struck with wonder. Immediately he fell on Lord's lotus feet. Also, he brought forward his two sons, made them fall down at the lotus feet of the Lord. Now the next verse, 109. Prabhu dekhivare gramero shaboloko ailo, Prabhu darshane shave Krishna bhakto hoilo. Upon hearing that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had arrived, all the villagers went to see him. Simply by seeing him, they all became devotees of Krishna. This is the greatest facility we all have now in Kali Yuga. How to become devotees of Krishna in a real sense, factual sense. We have to become devotees of Krishna factually, and very wonderfully and quickly we can become devotees of Krishna through the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By seeing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so potent, powerful. By understanding Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity is even more powerful. And to be surrendered at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still more powerful. So we can become devotees of Krishna. Here, devotees of Krishna means lovers of Krishna. We love Krishna. As we know, many people approach Krishna for different reasons. as we know from Bhagavad Gita, artha, artharthi, jnani, and jigyasu, they approach Krishna for different reasons. But the devotees approach Krishna for only one reason. That reason is to have exchange of love between Krishna and us. That's the objective, that's the purpose in our life, to achieve that loving exchange with Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that practically how he was reciprocating with others in loving exchange, means loving relationship, loving sentiments are being exchanged between devotees and him. Devotees can become so intimate with Sri Krishna. Generally, we do not have that faith. Can I be also that intimate devotee of Krishna? Yes. The answer is yes. In this Kali Yuga, all the processes become so easy by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and regularly hear about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, definitely will become pure devotees of Krishna. There is no doubt. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is this. Stay wherever you are. You do not have to change your position, profession, lifestyle, nothing. But always hear about Krishna. I mean to say lifestyle means, of course, vegetarian lifestyle should be adopted. Means in whatever situation we are in, we do not have to change. But always try to hear submissively about Krishna, Krishna Katha. By regularly hearing the topics of Krishna and chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, very quickly we can come to the platform of pure devotional service. Now 110, Brahmano Shakalo Koreno Prabhuro Nimantrano Vallabha Bhattata Shabare Koreno Nivarano. All the Brahmanas of the village were eager to extend invitations to the Lord, but Vallabha Bhattacharya forbade them to do so. Okay. Now let's go to the next one. 111. Premun Made Pare Gosai Modhya Jamunate Prayago Chalaibo Prayage Chalaibo Iha Na Divo Rohite. Vallabha Bhatta then decided not to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Arail village, because the Lord had jumped into the river Yamuna in ecstatic love. Therefore, he decided to bring him to Prayag. We know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always in Premavesh stage, means absorbed in loving thoughts of Krishna. Always in that Bhava stage, Prema stage. When he saw Jamuna, he jumped into it. Actually, pure devotees always see Krishna everywhere. And whatever and everything related to Krishna cause them that inner feeling, that is Bhava, the sentiment for Krishna. The air blowing, they understand this is the breathing of Krishna. The trees, the hairs on the body of Krishna, the rivers, the veins in the body of Krishna. This kind of description is in there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, to see everything in connection with Krishna. So they are always in that ecstatic mood, in ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna is always in their consciousness. As we are breathing air, So air is also can be meditated like that. Water, air, everything can be meditated like that. All are different parts of body of Krishna. In this way, one can remain in that ecstatic mood, in that ecstatic love of Krishna, bhava stage or prema stage. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he would see a mountain, he would think, this is Govardhan, he would run towards that mountain. And of course, any river he would feel, it is Yamuna. I am in Vrindavan. By seeing the river, he would think, I am in Vrindavan. And this is Yamuna. Anything and everything can give us that feeling that I am in Vrindavan. Means Uddipana, it stimulates our, or it reminds us about Krishna. We can remember Krishna in any situation, provided we train ourselves. By reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we can train ourselves to see Krishna everywhere, anywhere. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna said about his vibhutis, about his opulences, I am the taste in water. So when you drink water and relish the taste, immediately you can remember Krishna. This taste is Krishna. When you feel satisfaction by drinking water, so everything and anything can remind us about Krishna, and immediately we can feel the loving sentiment toward Krishna. So Vallabha Bhatta decided not to keep Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Araila, because one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu jumped into the river Yamuna in ecstatic love. Therefore he decided to bring him to Prayaga. In Prayaga he would not think about that, the Yamuna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not jump into Yamuna river. So he thought that way. 112 Jaro Icha Prayaga Jano Koriboy Nimantrano Atovoli Prabhulaya Korila Gamano. Vallabha Bhatta said, if anyone likes, he can go to Prayaga and extend invitations to the Lord. In this way, he took the Lord with him and departed for Prayaga. Because he thought, you know, in Prayaga, Lord Chaitanya would not jump again into Yamuna. So, going to the next, 113. Ganga Pathe Mahaprabhure Nokate Vashaya Prayage Aila Bhatta Gosaire Loya Vallabha Bhattacharya avoided the river Yamuna, putting the Lord on a boat in the river Ganges. He went with him to Prayaga. Yamuna river is very blackish. Ganga river is not that blackish. So Yamuna river immediately reminds us about Krishna. So Vallabhacharya avoided the river Yamuna, and through river Ganges he brought him to Prayaga. Allahabad. So 114. Loko bhiro bhaye prabhu dashashwamedho jaya dashashwamedhe jaya rupo gosaire shiksha karano shakti sancharya. Due to the great crowds in Prayaga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a place called Dashashwamedha Ghata. It was there that the Lord instructed Sri Rupa Goswami and empowered him in the philosophy of devotional service. Purport. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shuyate. The Supreme Lord has multipotences, which the Lord bestows on his fortunate devotees. The Lord has a special potency by which he spreads the Krishna consciousness movement. This is explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Antya Leela, Chapter 7, Text 11. Koli Kalero Dharmo কৃষ্ণ নাম সংকীর্তন, কৃষ্ণ শক্তি বিনা নহে তারো প্রবর্তন, ওয়ান ক্যানট স্প্রেড দ্য হোলি নেম অফ কৃষ্ণ উইদাউট বিং স্পেসিফিক্যালি এম্পাওয়ার্ড বাই লর্ড কৃষ্ণ। এ ডিভোটি হু রিসিভস দিস পাওয়ার ফ্রম দ্য লর্ড মাস্ট বি কনসিডার্ড ভেরি ফর্চুনেট। দ্য কৃষ্ণ কনশিয়াসনেস মুভমেন্ট ইজ স্প্রেডিং টু এনলাইটেন পিপল অ্যাবাউট দেয়ার রিয়েল পজিশন, দেয়ার অরিজিনাল রিলেশনশিপ উইথ কৃষ্ণ। ওয়ান রিকোয়ার্স কৃষ্ণ স্পেশাল পাওয়ার ইন অর্ডার টু বি এবল টু ডু দিস। পিপল ফরগেট দেয়ার রিলেশনশিপ উইথ কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড ওয়ার্ক আন্ডার দ্য স্পেল অফ মায়া লাইফ আফটার লাইফ, ট্রান্সমাইগ্রেটিং ফ্রম ওয়ান বডি টু অ্যানাদার। দিস ইজ দ্য প্রসেস অফ মেটেরিয়াল এক্সিস্টেন্স। দ্য সুপ্রিম লর্ড শ্রী কৃষ্ণ পার্সোনালি ডিসেন্ডস টু টিচ পিপল দ্যাট দেয়ার পজিশন ইন দ্য মেটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইজ এ মিস্টেকেন ওয়ান। The Lord again comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to induce people to take to Krishna consciousness. The Lord also empowers a special devotee to teach people their constitutional position. So this is known as Krishna consciousness. To understand our constitutional position and act according to that position. So in this verse, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is speaking, due to great crowds in Prayaga, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to a place called Dashashwamedha Ghata. And in this place, wonderful thing happened. What is that? Lord instructed Srila Rupa Goswami and empowered him in the philosophy of devotional service. As we know, Lord Chaitanya's instructions were first received by the Goswamis, six Goswamis, and they wrote all those instructions in the forms of the books. So to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we must understand by the mercy of the Goswamis. By the mercy of the Goswamis' writings, means instructions, we can understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu properly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Sri Krishna and Srimati Radharani together in one form. So to understand the Supreme Lord, we must take shelter of the six Goswamis, or their writings, the instructions, and through their mercy we can understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his gift to us. So the books written by Srila Rupa Goswami are the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Srila Prabhupada gave us this process to study Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Shikshamrita, two books, primary books for our understanding this Krishna consciousness philosophy. And one question may be raised, you know, without understanding the philosophy, is it possible to progress in bhakti? No. And that point also we understand. What is that? Shrutim, Smritim, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Vidhim Vina, Aikantiki, Harir Bhaktim, Utpataiva Kalpate. Without understanding the philosophy, as given in Shruti, Smriti and Pancharatriki Vidhi, we cannot perform pure devotional service. Everything is just a disturbance. So, to perform pure devotional service, we have to understand the philosophy of devotional service as given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami. And he has written a book on those instructions. That is known as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport says a very wonderful point. And that without being empowered by Krishna personally, a person cannot spread Krishna consciousness movement. With the potency given by the Lord, a jiva soul can spread Krishna consciousness, can enlighten others. In this regard, also we understand Srila Prabhupada was not an ordinary soul like us. He was empowered soul, very special person, chosen person for spreading this Krishna consciousness. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says that Koli Kalero Dharmo Krishna Namo Sankirtano Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Taro Pravartano. This Sankirtan movement also cannot be spread without the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We need Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shakti or Kripa Shakti or empowerment. Or Shri Krishna's empowerment for this process. One cannot spread the holy name of Krishna without being specifically empowered by Lord Krishna. That's why the more we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada and his instructions in the form of the books, the more we progress in our spiritual life. In absolute understanding that God, Krishna is God, also who is preaching about Krishna, he is also God. Because he is empowered by God. This is very wonderful understanding. As we know, Krishna is God. The name of Krishna is also God. Absolute truth. In the absolute world, Krishna is God. Also who is preaching about Krishna, he is also God. So in this world, whoever is preaching purely about the glories of Krishna, we must respect them as God. The spiritual master is like that. He is a servant of God and he is preaching pure glories of God. He must be respected as God by the followers, by the disciples. Because Krishna's empowerment is there. In other words, Krishna has invested special potency in them. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are going to understand the how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the world. In three ways he delivered the world. By personally, by descended in this material world, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he delivered the fallen souls. Second process, by empowering a very fortunate soul, a qualified devotee, to spread the glories of the holy name, to enlighten everyone about their original constitutional position, their original relationship with Krishna, Abesh. And third one, by Abir Bhav. In many places he appeared and he delivered the fallen souls. So in three ways he delivered the fallen souls. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special arrangement to deliver the fallen souls from the material entanglement. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is written, Jeeva nistarivo ei ishvaro shabhav. Jeeva nistarivo. Lord Krishna has one special kind of nature. What is that? To deliver the fallen living entities from the entanglement of material existence. This is Krishna's special mercy. Jeev nishtaribo ei ishvara shabhav. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this fully how to deliver the fallen souls. His mission was only this, to deliver the fallen souls. For this reason, he empowered Srila Rupa Goswami. He instructed Srila Rupa Goswami specifically on Bhakti Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and we all understand those tattvas in the writings of Srila Rupa Goswami. Also, he instructed Sanatan Goswami, he instructed Rai Ramananda, he instructed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and through them, and through other Goswamis, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Jiva Goswami, he spread this Krishna consciousness movement. So this is not just any ordinary thing, it's very special mission of Supreme Lord to deliver the living entities from the misunderstanding of their identity, from their illusory entanglement in this material world. This is simply illusion. Because Srila Prabhupada is writing very nicely that the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna personally descends to teach people that their position in the material world is a mistaken one. Mistaken. One may be very rich or very educated, very beautiful, very powerful, very influential, may not realize that this is illusory situation in this world. But any situation in this material world is a mistaken one. We are not understanding that we are in illusion, and this entanglement is also illusory. How? Because by realizing our true identity, we can become liberated. When we realize our true identity and our original spiritual relationship with Krishna, our real position, then we act according to our real position. We come to that platform to render devotion, pure devotional service, then we gradually become liberated. This is the process. There is no alternative way to become liberated from the entanglement. Now, first thing first, we do not even understand that we are entangled over here. We are suffering and we are in illusion. And we are not acting according to our original position. We are accepting all the designations as our reality. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture, the whole process is to become cleansed of our designations. Come to the reality about your original position. So in this small purport, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Srila Rupa Goswami on this specially. When he started the instructions to give, when he started the instructions to Sri Rupa Goswami, then he started first by saying there are two kinds of jivas, eternally liberated, eternally conditioned. And eternally conditioned jivas are so many types. So ultimately we are going to hear that a pure devotee is very rare to see. Very few living entities endeavor to become pure devotees of Krishna. It is very rare. Very rare. It is true. Very rarely a devotee tries to become 100% pure in devotional life, to awaken their pure identity, pure relationship with Krishna. Very rare. Even it is rare to chant purely. Means our chanting should be pure chanting. So we must endeavor to achieve that pure state of chanting. So it is really rare. So in this way we are going to hear the instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami, a very important chapter. So one cannot spread the holy name of Krishna without being specifically empowered by Lord Krishna. This is a very important point. And what he does, he enlightens people about their real position, their original relationship with Krishna. Thus, realizing this point, we come to that pure platform as a servant of Krishna, as a subordinate servant of Krishna. What does that mean? Means our consciousness is subordinate to Krishna's consciousness. That means we have to act under the guidance of Krishna, under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is our real position, because I am a subordinate consciousness of Krishna consciousness. So I have to act under the guidance of Krishna's instructions. So that is the point we understand here in the purport of Srila Prabhupada. So I'm going to the next one. 115. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Pranta, Sabo Shikhailo Prabhu, Bhagavato Siddhanta. Krishna Tattva, the truth about Lord Krishna, Bhakti Tattva, of the truth about devotional service, Rasa Tattva, of the truth about transcendental mellows, Pranta, the ultimate limit, Sabo, all Shikhailo taught. Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavata, Siddhanta, the conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Srila Rupa Goswami the ultimate limit of the truth about Lord Krishna, the truth about devotional service, and the truth about transcendental mellows, culminating in conjugal love between Radha and Krishna. Finally, he told Rupa Goswami about the ultimate conclusions of Srimad Bhagavatam. So all these points are very important for us to develop pure love for Krishna, which is the ultimate goal of every living entity. Our original loving relationship with Krishna, which is completely pure. So that is our goal. So in order to achieve that goal, we have to understand these points, Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, and Bhagavata Siddhanta, conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. These things we must understand. That's why regular hearing from literatures are very important. And Srila Rupa Goswami was empowered on those tattvas. So we may wonder how to understand. We must read or study Srila Rupa Goswami's writings, books, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Sikshamrita, like that. Many books he wrote. So according, the science of devotional service, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can understand through the writings of the Goswamis. So Srila Rupa Goswami's books are very, very important for us. If we are interested to know all those things, know about the absolute truth, Krishna Tattva, and the devotional service unto Krishna, and the rasa, our relationship with Krishna, and these things are very important. Let's go to the next. 116. Ramananda Pashejato Siddhanta Sunila Rupi Kripa Koritaha Shaboshi Sancharila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Rupa Goswami all the conclusions he had heard from Ramananda Rai and duly empowered him so that he could understand them. Now, Very wonderful point here. In Madhya Lila chapter 8, we studied the conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Ramananda Rai. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the same principles to Sri Rupa Goswami and the conclusions. And it is also important for us to understand that part of teachings to Sri Ramananda Rai, because that is also included here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Srila Rupa Goswami. So the conclusions Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard from Srila Ramananda Rai must be included here. Means to understand that we must contemplate about that and implement in our life. So in this regard, I'm trying to refresh our memory by reading the summary of that chapter about the conversation between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I'm reading the summary of chapter 8 from Madhya Lila. The summary of the 8th chapter is given by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur in his Amrita Prabaha Bhashya. After visiting the temple of Jiyara Nisingha, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the banks of the river Godavari to a place known as Vidyanagara. When Srila Ramananda Rai went there to take his bath, they met. After introducing himself, Sri Ramananda Rai requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remain in the village for some days. Honoring his request, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there in the home of some Vedic Brahmanas. In the evening, Srila Ramananda Rai used to come to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramananda Rai, who was clothed in ordinary dress, offered the Lord respectful obeisances. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu questioned him on the subject and process of worship and also asked him to recite verses from the Vedic literature. First of all, Srila Ramananda Rai enunciated the system of the Varnashrama institution. He recited various verses about Karmarpana, stating that everything should be dedicated to the Lord. He then spoke of detached action, knowledge mixed with devotional service, and finally, the spontaneous loving service of the Lord. After hearing Srila Ramananda Rai recite some verses, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the principle of pure devotional service, devoid of all kinds of speculation. After this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai to explain the higher platform of devotional service. Then Srila Ramananda Rai explained unalloyed devotional service, love of Godhead, and serving the Lord in the moods of pure servitude, fraternity, and parental love. Finally, he spoke of serving the Lord in conjugal love. He then spoke of how conjugal love can be developed in various ways. This conjugal love attains its highest perfection in Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna. He next described the position of Srimati Radharani and the transcendental mellows of love of God. Srila Ramananda Rai then recited a verse of his own concerning the platform of ecstatic vision, technically called Prema Vilasa Vivarta. Srila Ramananda Rai also explained that all stages of conjugal love can be attained through the mercy of the residents of Vrindavana. especially by the mercy of the gopis. All these subject matters were thus vividly described. Gradually, Ramananda Rai could understand the position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his real form, Ramananda Rai fell unconscious. After some days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda Rai to retire from government service and come to Jagannath Puri. These descriptions of the meetings between Ramananda Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are taken from the notebook of Swarup Damodar Goswami. So in this regard, we can understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught the same thing to Srila Rupa Goswami. And very, very wonderful description. We should remind ourselves, time to time about the tattva, so we would not be deviated from the pure platform of devotional service. Generally, we are lazy about it or neglectful about developing pure devotional service. Generally, we are doing devotional service in a routine manner. By not going deeply into the philosophy. Of course, only philosophy will not help. Also, emotional state also must be there. Means we contact Krishna through our emotions. Emotions must be also there. That is a loving sentiment, a loving feeling for Krishna, endowed with the philosophy, Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva. This tattva jnanam should be also there, along with the pure devotional emotion for Krishna. Ultimately, that is the goal. So, this is the way Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is delivering all the living souls, the living entities over here who are entangled here. We are all entangled over here. We must need those mercy from the Goswamis, from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we agree to accept the mercy from the Goswamis and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, definitely we become advanced in our spiritual life. This is the process to become advanced in our spiritual life. We must agree with the arrangement and take full advantage of the arrangement. Already it is done. The arrangements are there. We don't have to concoct or add anything or subtract anything now. Pure life means we cannot change anything. Pure process means we should not change anything. Just follow whatever has been given to us. Generally, we think, let me invent something new or easy or something better. We don't have to do anything. If we change, then everything will be spoiled. Our acharyas never changed anything. They were fully loyal to the process, fully faithful, loyal to the instructions of Supreme Lord. Same instructions given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Krishna, they are following. There's no contradiction. There's no change or addition or subtraction, nothing. When we have full faith in the process, accept the process, and follow the process, definitely we become advanced in our spiritual life. And that is our goal, to advance, to become elevated, not to remain on the same platform, but to become elevated more and more. We must be advanced more and more So this is the point. Ramananda Pashajato Siddhanta Sunila Rupo Kripa Kori Rupe Kripa Kori Taha Shabo Sancharila. And this is the process for us also. Means Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will empower us to understand the philosophy. We may struggle with the understanding of the philosophy. How can we realize the truth? We need the mercy of Chaita Guru, who lives inside, who is present within the hearts of every living being. So Chaita Guru or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us that facility, empowers us. So we can understand the truth as given by, you know, Sri Ramananda Rai or Sri Rupa Goswami or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Krishna or our spiritual masters. We have to realize the truth. It is not just enough, you know, to hear the truth and forget. Again, we have to try our best by being surrendered unto the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and our previous acharyas, present acharyas. We must be eager to realize the truth. We must allow us to be transformed spiritually. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowering Srila Rupa Goswami with the understanding of that conversation between Ramananda Rai and himself, that empowerment also we can achieve. Proportionately, means as much as we are eager, as much as we are serious and sincere, we will be empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only empowering a few Vaishnavas, not us. Ultimately, we all have to be empowered by Supreme Lord in order to become eligible for going back home, back to Godhead. So mercy must be achieved by us, and we can achieve. We can achieve the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here again and again we are hearing the one word, Sancharila, Sancharila, means empowering the Goswamis. A special living entity, like Srila Prabhupada, very special personality, who was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. And presently also whoever is spreading, they are also being empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proportionately. And they are doing. Present acharya is also doing. Or anyone is spreading Krishna consciousness, enlightening others about Krishna tattva, bhakti tattva, rasa tattva, bhagavata siddhanta. They are all empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proportionately. So 117, Sri Rupa Hridaye Prabhu Shakti Sancharila Sarva Tattva Nirupane Pravino Korila. By entering the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truths. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agreed with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. Thus, Sri Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport: the principles of devotional service are only apparently under the jurisdiction of material activity. To be rightly guided, one must be personally guided by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the case with Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and other acharyas. Very important point. By entering the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him. So he is our Chaita Guru. He is within our heart. But we must become very active to receive the empowerment. Entering the heart means taking full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus he enters our heart, in our heart, very subtle way. What is that? He makes us realize the truth. This is wonderful process, mercy process. Unless we become humble and surrendered and eager to receive the mercy, we are not going to receive. As we know, Srila Rupa Goswami was totally surrendered soul. And constantly he would vibrate the holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We must keep ourselves attached to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, vibration of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Anywhere, everywhere, just go on vibrating this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was saying, if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in front of the picture of Panchatattva, then all your worship is done by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and under the shelter of Sri Panchatattva. Then all your worship is done. It is so powerful. And Srila Rupa Goswami, all the Goswamis, they were always on that platform, chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra in a full surrendered mood. They had all taken full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered their heart and hearts and empowered all the Goswamis. So here especially we are hearing about by entering the heart of Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him to ascertain properly the conclusions of all truth. Krishna Tattva, Bhakti Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Bhagavat Siddhanta. In short, what are those? Means Sambandha, Avideya and Prayojana Tattva. We must realize, we must understand these three points. Sambandha Tattva, Avideya Tattva and Prayojana Tattva. He made him an experienced devotee whose decisions correctly agreed with the verdicts of the disciplic succession. So, by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we also can experience the truth. We become experienced devotees. This is our goal, not just to remain ordinary devotees, not just to remain inexperienced devotees. We must eager to become advanced, mature devotees. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can achieve that. Thus, Srila Rupa Goswami was personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And our Srila Prabhupada was also personally empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread the glories of Krishna all over the world. We are very, very fortunate to come in contact with ISKCON. If we take full shelter of Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the instructions, sure will happen, they will become, you know, pure devotees of Lord Krishna. There is no doubt, provided we follow the instructions given to us as it is, with full faith and full confidence. This process will make us successful in our spiritual life. All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this class. Hare Krishna. So we have covered up to 117. All right. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. It was a Hare very Krishna. Beautiful class. Very, very beautiful. I really like so many points you made right from the way you started off with that beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada. It was so nice, Mataji. Really loved the class about how to find the balance, you know, between being sentimental and knowing the philosophy. Everything, the whole class was so beautiful from the beginning to the end. Thank you, Mataji, for all the effort. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you. Hare Bol. Is there any question or comment here?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. 100 dandavat pranam. Always Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev.
Hare Krishna, dandavat pranam.
To explain the Leela's, Mataji, like our mother is always correct us. Like that, always you. It's just too much, Mataji. How nicely you explain Sisi Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji. Dandavat.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Hare Krishna, Mata.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Okay. Okay, I think there's no question or any other thing to say. Okay. So, can we end the class now?
Yes, Mataji.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namo. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. All the Gaurav Bhaktavinda ki jai. Bye.
Hare Krishna Mataji ki jai.